Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Turncoat Tuesday. It is the 26th day of September, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 51 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 62 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 41 in showers. That's what I need stuff to do outside. Anyways, we'll be right back and then we'll go see what the news is. That's what we'll do. That's what you're supposed to do here, isn't it?
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's just see what we have, what the news is. Wow, that didn't work out right. All right, here we go. Looks like Biden sent the Capitol Police to patrol at the southern border, and there's a video there of them helping them across the river there, and you know, fucking, they took down the barbed wire that Texas put up, and they you don't dare block these fucking people. We're supposed to be blocking the fucking border patrol is a bunch of fucking traitors, man. They all probably came here fucking illegal as the ones they're helping across. They're helping their brethren. They don't give a fuck about us. They turn their guns on us in a hot fucking second. They will have to be fucking taken out. They are enemy combatants. They are aiding in the fucking invasion of our fucking country, and that cannot be argued. Breaking report, nearly 50 children go missing from Cleveland in September alone. 1,000 have disappeared just this year. Wonder where the kiddies are going. What is the current administration doing to stop child trafficking? John Mayjoy, president of Cleveland Missing and police chief in Newburgh. Let's see what it says over here. Probably nothing. Newburgh Heights, there's not enough police officers in the streets to do this law enforcement. No, you're all out there protecting queers and fucking transvestites and fucking shooting people for signal lights. When you fucking, I mean, you should not, look at this, they have a picture of some kids here that are missing and all these kids that are missing and fucking, no, that ain't your fucking priority. You probably help fucking get them missing, don't you, son of a bitches. Do you bring them to the fucking goddamn traffickers? I mean, hell, do you fucking swim drug cartel people across the river and drown to get them here, you son of a bitches? Whether they're being staff kid or whether they are involved in gang activity or drugs, that's got to be it. It's got to be the kid's fucking fault, man. I look at these kids here and looking, I mean, if you look at the site, you say, they don't look like bad kids to me. demoralizing law enforcement and opening borders have consequences. You goddamn right opening borders do, and that's what you got to take from this, because that's what it is. I mean, goddamn, there are more slaves on this planet than there has ever been in the history of this fucking planet, right fucking now. People don't realize that. Military-age criminal alien from Venezuela just planted a Venezuelan flag on Texas soil before the Biden regime escorted him into America. And that's another video, but you can see it. Yeah, he planted the flag. They pull in a couple of patrol boats and take the flag down. And yeah, they think this fucking place belongs to them. Go ahead. I heard somebody. Must know.
Oh, Henry?
That. Yes, ma'am?
Yes, that was me. I clicked something. Anyway, you know, that little headline that you just read there about the foreign flag planted on our soul, you know, it was a Venezuelan flag. And when I saw that, it went through me like a piercing hot spear. And, you know, it was so blatant. And I kind of believed that they let it happen just to kind of put it in our face. But I just wanted to say that, you know, after years and years of all of us looking at the horrible headlines, today, going up to the trenches, it was like a walk through hell to read the headlines. It was perversion and invasion and crime and degradation. And, you know, and then I see that Poland is getting $2 billion from us to help them in their objectives. And it's just so much more proof that the global agenda is trampling on our national sovereignty. And, you know, there's, if you look at that thing with the BRICS, that those nations are uniting against the Western powers to shift the power to Eurasia, you know, right around Kharzar, Ukrainian, that will be the new hub. Yeah, and they're sinking us, you know, and that combined with watching the invasions, it just said to me, you know, people, aren't you seeing this? You're not seeing what's happening. Why aren't people not screaming? And then I think about everything you said, you know, why aren't we doing anything yet? And how do we define that uprising? And, you know, I say, I can't walk out of my door and just start shooting indiscriminately, but I have to say, I have to define when my moment is, and, you know, what is my line in the sand? Although the lines in the sand have already been crossed, but when my moment is, and that people have to know what you always say about it being leaderless, not to wait for someone else, but it's way beyond critical mass, and I really feel like it's a hellish thing that they're putting on us. It's hell. I can't get myself out of hell today. So I just wanted to put
these are the
out.
Times that try men's souls. My son up in Forest Grove, he said he probably saw 100 pickups with those great big flags flying in the back. These brand new pickups we're buying, these son of a bitches, while we're driving cars that are 30 or 40 years old. I told him that next time you get pictures of it, but he said they were just pickup after pickup, like a convoy of them, of nothing but Mexican flags, and we should not be fucking allowing that. When they plant that flag, that is an act of war, and they should have been shot on the goddamn spot. But of course, like I said, you know, this Border Patrol, they're the last generation that fucking came into our country illegally, and they're helping their brethren and their sister, and hell, they'll drown getting a drug cartel member across the river. Oh, we have less than 19,000 Border Patrol agents, but American taxpayers are paying for 57,000 Ukrainian first responders. Well, of course they are. This is, I mean, it's like they're trying to act like they're trying to kind of edge us into a fucking reality that, you know what, they don't like you. They're trying to kill you. They're giving all your shit to other people. No fucking shit. We've known that for how many goddamn years? We've been screaming it. But, I mean, these people come out like they discovered fucking uranium. In fact, it has uranium in it. We have less than 19,000 Border Patrol agents, but American taxpayers are paying for 57,000 Ukrainian first responders. America is being invaded. No, I mean, they're saying it. I mean, we said it before. I mean, we've been screaming it for how many years? This is invasion, goddammit, like that island off Italy. If that ain't invasion, I don't know what the goddamn word means anymore. We should be protecting our border, not the border of Ukraine. And Yeah, we should be, because they sure as fuck ain't, because that they're, I mean, that's their cousins, that's their aunts, their uncles. They're fucking, they want them across that border. They'll go cut the fucking barbed wire out of the way and pull them up. Fucking, like I said, one border patrol drowned getting a fucking drug dealer across the fucking river. Oh, just in
and
United
Henry,
States. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and in addition to being, you know, absolutely enraged at the people that are pulling the strings to do this to the people, not only of our nation, but of Earth, everybody is feeling this tyranny. But the rage that I feel about the sheep that believe television and believe the experts and believe the NPR radio, they are the ones that are in the way. They are no help to us, and I direct my rage to them because they're holding it all back by complying and by going for some of the immature dressing as dogs to support people that identify as dogs. I can't get more insane or absurd, but we have to shame them and point them out because they're spineless and they're in the way.
Well, you got to remember there are Masonic lodges across this country. And out of those Masonic lodges, they have an oath that they take above the oath to the United States, oath to want us, our Bill of Rights. They put it above everything because they get to be privileged because they're joined with the Satanists, because that's what the fucking, that's what they are. I mean, you get out the books and you read Aleister Crowley and find out that he spent, you know, World War II here. He was a Grand Mason, fucking wrote all their ceremonies for rising up in stature in the organizations. But see, these people are the root of it. They are the ones that are telling these stupid ass, because these stupid asses, if you want to make some money, you got to hang with one of these motherfuckers that is a goddamn Mason, because they've been running everything since the inception of this country. And so they'll listen to these fucking people and mimic them. And you know, then I guess it comes down to looking at your paycheck or your fucking freedom. But it's going to come back to bite them on the ass. I mean, they're going to want, when the lightning strikes the shit house, man, they're going to want to count themselves among the patriots, but they cannot. You sunshine patriots, get loose to licking the fucking feet of those you serve, because you think we're just going to open our fucking arms after you betrayed us and take you in and fucking say, yeah, you're one of us. I mean, 3% got the freedom for fucking 100% back in the 1770s and 80s, and they pissed it away. I mean, unless you fought for it, you don't know what it's fucking worth, and you trade my fucking freedom that you don't use, because it's not a part of what you do. You trade my fucking freedom for a ducat in a second, and you know you would. Those are the son of a bitches that are causing the problem. It's the people who are the capitalists, people who are capitalizing on this goddamn misery. That's who's to blame for fucking this shit, because they run the Masonic lodges, and they're the ones that they're the boots on the ground for the international corporate mafia, plain and fucking simple. And until people fucking wake up to that shit, they don't like to talk about the goddamn Masons no more than they like to talk about that Bill of Rights, do they? You won't hear people, I mean, that's the problem. That's where their power base is. That's where their fucking ground troops are. But you won't hear nobody talking about them. I mean, like up in Canada, I think they blew one up or some kind of shit, and you heard about it for like 2 days and nothing else, because people are starting to figure out what the hell's going on here. There is a group that's always had everything, that's always been a good old boy fucking collective, and they've continued, and they've got the best of everything. They've gotten what they want, and it's a secret society that is operating within the fucking fiduciary. No fiduciary member could be a member of the goddamn Masons, because they have a higher fucking oath. If you got a higher oath, you can't run for a goddamn office. It's, you know, it's just like the rest of the shit.
And
yes, ma'am.
There's another article on the site today about Mayor Adams of New York being honored in some kind of great Masonic ceremony, and somehow it got to the surface. They probably wanted it to, again, to rub it in our face.
Yep.
So it's like they're not hiding it anymore. They're proud of their supremacy above the Bill of Rights and above humanity. I just, you know, again, trying to think of more ways to confront and address this. Sometimes I see like people were divided between those who are ready to fight for the Bill of Rights and those who are just following along and staying in their comfort zones. And what if everybody that was ready for confronting, you know, had a T-shirt that said for the Bill of Rights or here and ready to fight, and you know, and the other people just said, oh, I'm nonviolent or I'm a sheeple. It's kind of like that division, that polarity is where we are stuck right now. And would it be to our benefit to be able to identify all, to come out and say, I'm for the Bill of Rights and I'll fight for it?
Oh, I absolutely do. I mean, I'll tell anybody, but the thing is, man, it was like the political correctness when we first started doing this. I mean, everything was politically correct, but people weren't, they were being politically correct. They weren't saying what they really think. When you got people saying what they really think, man, I mean, this problem they're having with the people, oh, we're going to have to make laws to protect the Jews on anti-Semitism shit. No, the people have realized what's going on. That one guy that there was a video yesterday, I think it was, and he's standing up there and he's naming off all of the key positions held by Israelis, you know, dual citizen Israelis. And, you see more and more of that people, they're shutting down, you know. Like, oh, you can't talk. Why can't I talk about that? What the hell, you know, if they're not doing it here, just step up and fucking say your side of it. But they're going to try. I mean, they're gearing for, they want another election, but I don't think they might figure out that they ain't going to get one, because who in the hell would be stupid enough to vote in this? I mean, they'll try to tell you big fucking numbers and everything. Wrong, wrong, wrong. All there's decent people out there and there's piece of shits of people out there. And the decent people aren't going to go for this shit anymore. I know I'm not, and I'm not going to judge myself any kind of angel. But by God, I am tired of this fucking shit. I'm tired of having my rights violated. I'm tired of not feeling free. I know what it feels like. I mean, of course, I was born into goddamn communism, but I was in a place where, man, it was free. I mean, you didn't call cops. You couldn't call cops. You fought for yourself, or if you let somebody push you, you might as well leave fucking town. And, you know, as far as the people out there that fucking need convincing, you think about 3% of the people, which you could give it, go ahead and give it probably another 5% for the people that were helping them, that were keeping a low profile and shit. But 8% of the people won that fucking freedom. The rest of them, it just got handed to them. It just got handed that freedom, and they didn't have, you know, they didn't realize the blood. They didn't march with goddamn rags wrapped around their feet to stick a fucking pike in a German mercenary. They had no appreciation. It's like the coal mine wars when I asked my grandfather about it. So we fought and pistol and fucking billy clubs and to gain it. And said just in a couple of generations, they made concessions in the contracts and gave it all back away to the fucking companies because they said, well, we'll shut you down. Well, you might, if something like my grandfather said, go fucking head, you know, fucking, you think I can't live poor for while you ain't getting no coal out? Are you going to try to bring some fucking scabs in again, you know? But people are changed. We're not our ancestors, man. People have, I'm growing weak. Even this little kid, you know, we have a toy and somebody goes to take your toy. You're not taking my toy. Now it's just like, oh, if you don't, kind of person, don't take my toy. Oh, you're aggressive and you shouldn't do that. But it's going to take all of us together fucking enforcing that Bill of Rights. That's all there is. That's the only way out, plain and simple. Only way out.
And one other thing, it could be that we'll be aided by them kind of crushing their own paradigm of decadence and degradation. That video that was on the site yesterday of them dining at the palace all this gold and silver and service and, you know, and if you parallel that with the people that are struggling on the street and have nothing, the rage is getting so pronounced that I just don't see them holding up that facade much longer. It's like it's destined to cave. Anyway, thanks for listening, Henry.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for coming up. And you're absolutely right, man. The people, people have figured it out. I mean, I'm not going to believe that. I mean, they try to say, well, I can't get through this person. That person understands it. It's just when you understand it, that means you have to accept it. When you can't, when it's mathematically correct and it's absolute fact, you have to accept it. And when you accept it, then you're fucking reflecting back on yourself. I'm fucking allowing this. It's like the little children, you know, getting raped, the little girls by Hunter Biden at the top of the fucking page. Getting fucking raped, you know. I have to realize that's happening, and I ain't stopping it. I mean, nobody's stopping it. And like the kids, they showed up today. Oh, well, they're probably, they could be on drugs or something. No, they're fucking being trafficked. We know what you do. Fuck, goddamn it, you have lists. You have goddamn Epstein's fucking book. Why aren't those people being prosecuted? Why aren't any of them being prosecuted? Because they're under the king's law. They're operating, they're pirates. They're operating on a letter of marque from the king of fucking England. And whatever they can take, it don't matter if they kill people, no matter what they do, is that son of a bitch is claiming sovereignty over this fucking country that he does not have sovereignty over, that we the people have sovereignty over through the written ratified law of December 15, 1791. It's unalienable. You cannot violate it. You go out and start making fucking treaties, they're going to say, well, the treaty clause says in the Constitution that it's the highest law. No, it isn't, because the ninth article makes it absolutely clear it cannot be. You cannot make a contract to take fucking somebody's goddamn rights away. They're inalienable. They like fucking with the language. That's why they like, you know, putting all this shit in every year. You get all this goofy shit that is another part of the language. I'll tell you, the English language is one of the hardest languages to fucking work with that there is, because there's so many double, triple meanings, and it's just a shit fucking language. But when you learn that get a hold of it and take control of it, you can use it. But you got to be careful. That's the way they wanted it. So when they did do their administrative admiralty, man, you just mess up one fucking word, man, and they got you. But once you understand what they're fucking doing, you understand that the pretexts they work under, they never get you. They can't get you. So you refuse it. I'm nope. You got the wrong fucking guy. And in the end, they do have the wrong fucking guy, and they fucking know it. Let's see. Just in, New York City is gearing up to pay over $1 million. I guess that's a million, 3690s on just hotels over the next 3 years to house illegal immigrants while American nationals live under fucking underpasses with their children in the goddamn winter, going hungry and being cold. I mean, well, what's the difference if they're doing it here, I suppose, and if they're doing it over in fucking Ukraine? I mean, they're taking care of their people, aren't they? Good. That's what happens when you call yourself a sanctuary city, but that's just the hotel costs. And New York City Mayor Eric Adams estimates a total cost of, let's see what they show over here. Come on, work with me here. Mayor Eric Adams estimates the total cost of migrants crisis will be about $12 billion over the next three years. And our people are living like shit. We're living like goddamn animals, and this country belongs to us. Everything they're giving away has been taken from us without the due process of the law required by our law, by our jurisdictional authority. And it is on us to get up to that second article, get those fucking guns out, and enforce that fucking law. That's all we have to do. And then all of this shit is going to become so irrelevant, so fucking quick, it's going to make your head swim. We are the past. We are the past our breaking point. We are past our breaking point. He said, with more than 57,300 individuals currently in our care. Why are you there in your care? You don't give a fuck about somebody laying there dying. They didn't die on the goddamn side of the street. In the front of a fucking hospital, I watched it happen. You don't give a fucking shit about them. But these fucking invaders, and that's what they by God are by definition of the fucking English language. Man, we got to take care of them. We got to take care, because they're the fucking new population. We told you this was a repopulating this fucking country. I'm trying to think of the word I'm looking for, but the bottom line is that this is a
replacement.
No, that's not my word. You think it's a recolonization. That is the word. They are recolonizing this place. You can watch it fucking happen right in front of your eyes. Look at Italy, where they took that. These people are taking this fucking place wherever they're at in this video that goes along with this, this, I guess it is a tweet or whatever in hell it is. But there's the videos on the site too. But the bottom line is, I mean, the people are we're going to be outnumbered, guys. You're going to go to town and you're going to go and they're just going to come up just like the guy went out to get the shit out of his car and got murdered. That's going to start happening. We told you it would come to your fucking house. It's there. That was the first. I mean, that's when they reported. How many houses have they kicked the doors in and went in and terrorized fucking people? And they're not going to tell you about that now, are you? Sons of bitches. Federal government program allows more than 200,000 illegal aliens to fly right over the border. Hey, what's wrong with that headline? Federal government program allows more than 200,000 illegal aliens to fly right over the border. And I guess you don't have any border patrol. I guess that border patrol is fucking advocating for invasion into this fucking country by their brethren that were like I said, most of these guys, I bet you were with the last batch. I mean, so we got goddamn people in our Congress that weren't even born here. I mean, they've only been here for, you know, 5 or 10 years, and they're getting the big salary, and they're so fucking dumb they don't know how to tie their fucking shoes. I mean, this is the recipe for chaos. This is the recipe for the destruction of this fucking country, and anybody that can't see that is blind in one eye and can't see out of the other. Federal government allows more than 200,000 illegal aliens to fly right over the border. This is by Virginia Allen of the Daily Siegel. Not all illegal aliens are entering the United States along the southern or northern border, according to the Center for Immigration Studies. Well, hell no, they ain't. Why should they? Over the past year, more than 200,000 people from four countries used a direct flight parole program, a direct flight parole program to enter the United States illegally. So this program put up by what is supposed to be a government, which we know it isn't, which is put up by the international corporate mafia, is definitely illegal, but they're doing it anyway. What's that tell you? That they're just going to fucking stop because they gain a conscience or they read something? Oh, gee, we can't do that. Hell, they're writing more as we're speaking. There's only one way these people are going to stop, and you better figure it out. Illegally, says Todd Bersman, senior national security fellow at the Washington-based think tank devoted to researching immigration issues. Those 221,456 illegal aliens are from Haiti, Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua, Bersman writes in a report published Thursday. So I don't give up. What I mean, we lost the meaning of fucking the languages, our language, all language, what a fucking border is, what the fucking, you know, the thing is, we let them fucking set this border policy and none of it's law. That's a fact. None of this fucking, that's what they're calling the border laws are not fucking laws. That is policy. That's why, because they're operating as a corporation, they can fucking change the policy at fucking will or not enforce it or not enforce it. This is not a three-branch fucking government that with an emphasis on the rights of the individuals. That was a fucking lie in the Federalist Papers. They fucking conned the fucking people. Well, they actually conned the people as shit. Most people didn't want it. The people would not ratify it, so they had their own cronies come in and fucking ratify it. But the people never granted them no power of any sort, especially a power to have fucking goddamn judicial authority over us. We're autonomous. That autonomous don't mean that I can vote. That's my autonomy. That ain't your fucking vote, you fool. Your fucking autonomy is your fucking Bill of Rights. It is the law of this fucking land. It is the procedural due process therein. It is the common law court where you go to your own people. You're not fucking pleading to someone who is in a higher status than you. You're going to your own people for fucking justice, and you fucking get it because they have to follow the law too. If the people would just fucking figure it out, just everybody at once start enforcing their goddamn rights, there ain't enough of these fuckers to do anything. And if they want to try to do something, kill the son of a bitches because they're that's subversion. That's fucking goddamn treason. And blatantly in your fucking face, they're trying to subvert this fucking country, man. Plain and simple. Trying hell, they're doing it. And we're not stopping it. That is a black eye on the fucking very thought of a land of the free and home of the brave. Bunch of fucking, who's the brave is what I want to know. Reported Thursday, through a Freedom of Information Act, FOIA Burzman says he learned of the federal government's CBP One Mobile Application Parole Program, which permits admissible aliens to make an appointment to fly directly to airports in the interior of the United States, bypassing the border altogether. You can't do that. Wake up, people. A Biden administration introduced the CBP One Mobile app to illegal aliens as a way to schedule an appointment at a port of entry and be paroled into the interior of the United States. The acronym CBP refers to Customs and Border Protection, an agency within the Department of Homeland Security. President Joe Biden said the program was part of an effort to form lawful passport. It's illegal at the beginning of the fucking article. They tell you it's illegal. It's illegal by their statutes. See, that's the whole thing. Everything they're doing is illegal by their own fucking statutes, but they won't enforce those statutes. They're not fucking law. But we, the people, could enforce fucking law if we had our goddamn common law courts. And we have our second article fucking weapons. We could straighten this shit out forth fucking with. But lawful pathways, I know it said illegal at the top. These people were doing this illegally. It's not a lawful pathway, then, is it? Is it one or the other? What kind of game do you think you're playing? Lawful pathways for illegal aliens. There you go, people. To enter the country and seek asylum, illegal border crossing between ports of entry at the southern border appeared to decline in June as more illegal aliens presented themselves at the port of entry. And fuck, they're just flying in. I mean, just, you know, they say they're paying for their own tickets. I don't fucking buy it. I think George Soros is. I think the cocksuckers who are behind this attempt to fucking take down the United States of America are behind it. But according to Burzman's findings, migrants also are presenting themselves at ports within the interior of the country. I mean, fuck, okay. One of the least noticed mysteries and potentially the most controversial of the new rechanneling program that used the CBP One app allows migrants to take commercial passenger flights from foreign countries straight to the American cities of choice, flying right over the border and even over Mexico. Burzman writes in the Center for Immigration Studies reported title, New Records. Biden DHS has approved hundreds of thousands of migrants for secretive foreign flights directly into the U.S. Now, you tell me this. If you got on a plane, you probably couldn't get a ticket because you'd have to show fucking passport and everything else. But if you got on a plane and you flew down to one of these fucking countries, you think that they would fucking just open arms, or you think you'd be in a torture chamber by that evening? This is such fucking horseshit, people. Through the CBP One app, Cubans, Venezuelans, Nicaraguans, Haitians, and Colombians can request advanced travel authorization. Fuck, man. Try that to their... Binsman writes and they fly directly into U.S. airports where U.S. customs officers parole them to the nation, sight unseen and in numbers publicly unknown. But they told them not to come. What was her name? That bitch that's fucking vice president was Kamala Harris. That was it. Kamala Harris said, don't come. That's the entirety of your border security people. That fucking foreign bitch that can't even be the vice president said, oh, don't come. That's a whole, it's just said it. I mean, nothing to back it up with. But the bottom line is all of this is goddamn fucking corporate. The corporate fucking goddamn policies is what all this shit is. It's not fucking enforceable unless the corporation wants it to be. Now, our goddamn law of December 15, 1791 is not policy. It is absolute fucking law. And we absolutely have the right, not only the right, the fucking duty, which we are derelict in, to enforce it to the fucking maximum. To put these motherfuckers where they belong, at the end of a rope up against the wall or in a goddamn, a fucking barrel and bury them in the goddamn ground. The thing is that we should be prosecuting these people. Why can't we? Because the first thing they took out of this fucking country, the first thing they did was, see, all the common law courts are all there. They're all there. There's just no one sitting at the goddamn fucking, the first place the courts are set up wrong. It's supposed to be a flat tabled fucking room. I mean, it's all bullshit anyway. But the judges for the common law have not been elected and not been put on the bench. That's what I was trying to think of, the bench. Why? Because of I think they call it the Buck Act. So they, you know, the bottom line is they removed our way right to right away. When they first started fucking with us, we could have fucking jailed them, hung them real fast. It would put a stop to it right away. But this has become institutionalized. This is one of our main, this is what guarantees our fucking liberty and our freedom and our right to own fucking property, including our fucking children. And it's been fucking, you know, decentralized. I mean, this is law. This is the highest law. This is the law they won't fucking talk about. Argue with me. I dare you. Fucking give me a common law court and fucking 12 honest fucking people. I'll fucking hang every one of these son of a bitches, and they know it. But this is how they've been getting away with shit. Because if anybody tries to go after them, even within the structure of the goddamn treasonous fucking operation of the international corporate mafia, they start screaming sovereign immunity. You want people to find out about that? If the people find out about sovereign immunity, we'll all be hanging from goddamn fucking lampposts. Just like fucking old Bush said, and they caught him on the open mic. If they knew what we were doing to them, we'd all be hanging on the fucking lampposts outside. And, I mean, that was played. I mean, we've seen the goddamn video. And he fucking said it. And it's goddamn, well, you'd think they would be. But the people have to get off their dead ass and actually fucking do it. I'm telling you that right now. It's not going to do it itself. It's not just going to happen. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Everywhere. Ooh, this planet's on fire.
desires. We've seen the rise, we'll see the fall. From here to see us all burn in hell. Well, get your legs fast, fast, but run so fast. Forget what you're after. Make a deal, sell your soul. Just find out, baby, soon, soon.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively, and it is 12:40 Pacific time, and that was Megadeth with "This Planet's on Fire," and it is, man. There's not an inch of it. I mean, they're coming for the whole motherfucker. Somebody wants to rule the whole motherfucker. I mean, you've had the empire building in the past, but this is fucking empire building beyond empire. They want to snuff out the fucking population. They want to be like fucking gods on this earth. And we'll see if we're going to allow that to happen, because by God, we sure as hell don't have to allow it to happen. Anyways, we'll finish this. The documents obtained by the Center for Immigration Studies, he adds, show that between late October 2022 and mid-September 2023, the administration approved a total of 221,456 Venezuelans, Haitians, Cubans, and Nicaraguans for travel air mode. That's 200,000 of them. I wonder how many were coming across when Trump was in. Into a still unspecified interior. Fucking imagine these son of a bitches is coming off the plane with their fucking machetes. Why the fuck not? The illegal aliens are required to pay for their own flight into the U.S. I'm sure they are. Details of Biden administration's flight program for illegal aliens comes as U.S. Customs and Border Protection encounters with illegal immigrants along the encounters. I mean, fucking arrests, apprehensions. Fuck you. You're there as a fucking greeting fucking party. You're there to fucking get them into this goddamn country. You're a fucking traitor. Illegal immigrants along the U.S. border with Mexico are nearing record highs. The administration is granting migrants from Venezuela temporary protected status. No. The fuck out of here. Go take your own country. Why'd you let them take your guns, Venezuela? Why'd you let them pricks down there take your guns? Then they couldn't have took your country and you wouldn't be up here taking mine. And you're not going to fucking take it because you're going to get killed. You're not just going to come across our fucking borders invading and just because some fucking goddamn occupational fucking international corporate mafia motherfucker told you could, because he didn't have the goddamn authorization to tell you could. What you've done is you've come here and you fucking have invaded our lands, and we will fucking take on your invasion, you son of a bitches. The changes protect hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans from deportation if they were in America unlawfully before July. I mean, just all this fucking shit. I mean, day after day after day, it gets worse and worse and worse. When does it become the intolerable acts? When does it come intolerable to you to fucking stand any more of this shit? We're going to call this fucking article. Fuck that. I mean, Jesus, people. Fuck. New footage shows train loads of military age males jumping around there, maybe. Military age males currently en route to the U.S. border. I mean, currently en route. I mean, just military age is fucking huge, train long, you know, fucking with them stacked on top of it. We're being invaded, people. We've been being invaded for a long fucking time. They have put goddamn hardened troops from Afghanistan at our fucking backs here. We got them all. They're trying to get them infiltrated into us so we can't tell them apart from us. But yes, we can. Yes, we fucking can. Justin Trudeau is now blaming the fact that he and Zelensky honored a literal Nazi with a standing ovation before Parliament on Russian disinformation. How is this going to change? Is there any goddamn Canadian up there that this is going to change the way your fucking day goes? Or are you going to go out and work your motherfucking ass off until you're fucking exhausted and fucking for a fucking a tenth of what you should be being paid, and then go home, drink a fucking beer, watch a fucking movie, and go back to sleep and get up and do it again? Because that is all life has come to in this goddamn country and Canada. Tensions rise. Fuck you, Lahana. Officials lash out at concerned citizens as residents allowed back in. And yeah, this is another video you should watch. I mean, they're right there telling them, "Fuck you, get out of here. Fuck you. We don't care. You know, you're not the fucking boss here, boss. It's corporate. I'm a corporate fucking goddamn." Subject. I got higher fucking ranking than you as an individual free sovereign on the same level as the crown heads of Europe. No, you fucking don't. Until people just get fucking mean and start stopping this shit, it ain't gonna fucking stop. You're gonna have to get bitch ass fucking mean. You got to start stomping asses. If nothing else, if you can't shoot, beat the hell out of them with something. Beat somebody. Beat one of these motherfuckers. They're fucking enemy combatants. They don't care about coming at you. They don't care about killing your fucking loved ones. They would kill you in a New York fucking second, and you know it. God damn. No, don't even. I'll go get one of their lawyers. I'll go get one of the king's lawyers, and everything will be just fucking nifty. Nurse testifies that COVID patients were dying from malpractice and not COVID. No fucking shit. And that's a good video. But I mean, of course they were. They're killing. They murder. Those are goddamn murder institutions. They ain't hospitals no more. It ain't doctor's offices no more. They're here to kill a certain portion of the fucking population, and they aim to fucking do it. And the only way to stop them, you know how you stop them? You fucking kill them before they kill you. That's what how war works, in case you don't understand it. Just in, Democrat governors linked to Hunter Biden revealed in new emails. I don't fucking care. If you tell me Hunter Biden's been arrested for fucking pedophiling those little six-year-old girls and that cocaine, I'll read it. But this is this fucking diversionary horse shit. See, they got to get through a past an election. They think, I don't know. God, they got a goddamn guy who shits himself. They can't remember where he is from 1 minute to another. Has a fucking son that is a fucking pedophile with a goddamn, I mean, he filmed his fucking self with six-year-old fucking girls dressed as prostitutes and goddamn a crack, weighing his crack cocaine. But this is the shit you're going to talk about. You're not going to, it's just like the Bill of Rights. You're not going to talk about the fact that there's nothing after that period. Can we just talk about gun safety? Fuck you. I know how to be safe with a gun. I know how to be safe with a hammer, too. If somebody pisses me off or somebody goes at me and tries to attack me, I'll put that fucking hammer right through their head as quick as I will a bullet. It's called fucking being a human being. Gavin Newsom to force female students to use bathrooms alongside males. Well, of course he's going to. Every single public, this is by, looks like Darren, Doggerphy from Post Millennial. Every single public school in the state of California will soon be forced to provide gender-neutral bathrooms as part of a new law signed by Governor Newsom. Why don't you people, if you care about your fucking kids, pull every fucking one of them out of there that ain't a freak? They'll be left with about 0.004% of fucking kids, and it can't be financed. Who's going to finance it for that few kids? How much is it going to cost? $10? Just pull your fucking kids. You know what these goddamn places are. That's what drives me insane about this shit.
Four stink bugs right there by me.
Yeah, they're coming out.
This new legislation works off a 10-year-old law that mandates K-12 schools to permit students to use restrooms based on personal preference rather than their sex. And I mean, how many girls have been raped in the fucking in their bathrooms by the boys? Just slip a fucking goddamn blouse on her shirt and go in there and fucking rape them. And they got to understand. They can't get angry. They got to try to understand that you raping is a part of your life and it's part of your lifestyle and something they have to accept. You have to accept all this fucking debauchery, all this fucking goddamn sadism, immoral fucking garbage. You just have to accept this. But fucking, they don't have to accept the fact that you are not a piece of fucking shit, that you are not going to fucking put up with their fucking asses. People at least be pounding the shit out of them. I can't believe it. Los Angeles Times reported that the new bill came about after the looks like Chino Valley. Well, I'm China. I wonder if that's got China. Chino, but why not? Chino Valley Unified School District attempted to restrict transgender students' access to certain bathrooms and sports facilities. This is what's in fucking important. We're having our goddamn freedoms and liberties ripped off underneath us. We're having our goddamn raw resources stolen from us. We're being treated like goddamn slaves under a fucking unlawful, fraudulent 14th Amendment, under an unlawful, fraudulent fraudulent fucking United States corporation. And this fucking matters. This wouldn't exist if we enforced the fucking law. This is, I mean, when I hear people talk anarchy, this is anarchy, motherfuckers. Read it and read it good. This is the definition. You're so goddamn ignorant you don't know up from fucking down. If you do not understand that this is the anarchy, there is no goddamn standard. There is no rule. There's nothing to go by. It's just do what you, like the Masons like to say, do what you will. Do what you fucking will and fuck everybody else. If it fucking walk on people, do whatever you want. Because there is no life after this life. This is what you get. So just do unto others. Just do it. Exercise your will on people that have no resistance from you. Even if you're just a little peckerneck, little son of a bitch that couldn't crack an egg, man, if you could get the upper hand on a big fucking dude and boss him around and say, ooh, wouldn't that be cool? But it's all false. When the fucking jungle breaks open, there's going to be fucking goddamn vicious motherfuckers going at your ass, buddy. The district rule simply was requiring schools to inform parents if their child starts to identify as a different gender. Oh, I woke up this morning, you know, fuck, I guess I'm going to be a woman today. Fuck you. This fucking shit is never going to sell. I told you 1,000 fucking times. This is 0.004% of sick son of a bitches. You're going to have that. When you have fucking 9 billion fucking people, you think you're not going to have a noticeable fucking bunch of fucking mental deficiency. Mentally retarded son of a bitches is what they are. But you're going to have that many. And it's not because there are special people born special. No, it's because they're fucked up in the head. They got dropped on the fucking head. They didn't develop right in the fucking womb. They are fucking goddamn freaks, geeks. And they are the sickness, and they will fucking harm your children. Try to make your children, a perfectly normal child, turn into a fucking freak and a geek that was fucking harmed in the fucking womb, or else they couldn't even fucking entertain this shit. Yesterday, we were reading a fucking article about pooping in their goddamn mouths. How goddamn far does this shit have to go before? They had the intolerable action. What is intolerable to us is what I'm starting to wonder. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, see if you can figure it out. See if you can figure it out. That is The Word from the Trenches.